Roses are red, violets are poorly named. It's been over a month since the Suns won a game. They've broken my heart with the way that they play, but I just can't quit you on this Valentine's Day. The love affair started with Marley and Chuck, back when our NBA team didn't really suck. They got to the finals, the Bulls in his airness, but then came Paxson and my first taste of unfairness. Years in the middle, no matter what they did, with Backcourt 2000, Penny and Kidd. Being a Suns fan wasn't that nice, with Starbury, Manning, Googs, and McDice. Then came Steve Nash, and we all said, "Yippee!" Though he looked less like a player and more like a hippie. Amari, the Matrix, that team was the best! They delivered the goods in 7 seconds or less. A title was certain, but that wasn't the case. With Stats' wonky knees and Joe Johnson's face, the Diaw suspension, the Tim Duncan dagger, the Ron Artest putback, and all the palaver. So that era ended, and they couldn't recover, even with Dragic and his similarly named brother. They went to the lottery, they went to the salon, they kept getting worse with each coach they brought on. So now here we are, through the ups and the downs, and I know that this still can be a Suns town, with Booker and Ayton, though they haven't done jack. I still love you, Suns, so please love me back.